This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill that aims to limit the use of ketamine on people being arrested advances to the state Senate this week. It puts restrictions on when EMTs can administer the powerful sedative outside a hospital. Elijah McClain died in 2019 after being given ketamine during an altercation with police in Aurora. But law enforcement groups say the measure could put officers at legal risk if EMTs choose to administer the drug. Live jazz in Denver's City Park is returning in person for a 35th season. CPR's Monica Castillo reports.
This year's highlights will include a celebration of Denver's jazz history with El Chapultepec's All-Stars appearing in late July. Last year, the legendary jazz club closed its doors and one of its famous musicians, Freddie Rodriguez Sr., died after contracting COVID-19. His son, Freddie Rodriguez Jr., is scheduled to perform at the tribute. The free concert series begins on June 13th and runs for 9 consecutive Sunday evenings. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
The Broncos have a new executive director of football operations who may be the highest-ranking female scouting official in NFL history. Kelly Klein spent the last 9 seasons in Minnesota's scouting department. The Broncos say Klein will be involved in daily administration, player evaluations, annual drafts, and free agency decisions. Denver is at 67 degrees, Colorado Springs 60, Vail 54, Grand Junction 72. This is CPR and KRCC.